Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Charlie William, and I'm calling you from the security department of Master and Visa Card. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Well, you're getting this call because this morning we have received a transaction request of $1,200. And as I can see that you have been purchased the online gift card this morning, right?
No. Or I haven't done anything with my credit card.
Do you remember, like, this morning if you have visited to any of the shopping site or used your card for any purchase?
Nope. I haven't used my credit card for a purchase for about 6 months or more.
Okay, and what about today? If you have visited to, done your online banking and visited to
No.
any of the website this morning, no?
No. No. And
Okay,
because. I wouldn't use my credit card anyway because I've only got $200 on it.
Okay, and when was the last time you just logged into your internet banking, sir?
Oh, last night when I transferred, I think it was last night or the night before, I transferred,
Okay.
a
Last
little bit of
night.
money to my son.
Okay, so that was the time when the hacker has got the access of your account's detail. And the thing is, sir, we have got a transaction request of $500 that the
Now,
online gift card is trying to be purchased. I know that you have not made this request, but the thing is, sir, maybe someone has got the access of your account's detail and they are trying to cheat on you. Okay?
yeah.
Okay. So,
Yep.
first of all, let me just ask you one simple question. Like, apart from you, is there anyone in your family member who also uses your account? Like your son or
No.
your wife? Okay.
No.
Okay. But the thing is, sir, the purchase which was trying to be made, it was trying to be redeemed from the overseas. That means the card which was ordered, it was redeemed in the other country from the California in USA. That means, sir, your IP location has been compromised. That means if you're gonna check your IP location, it not shows you in that you are in Australia. It shows that you are in USA. Maybe someone has changed your IP location, and because of that, over the internet, they are trying to cheat on you.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely in Australia.
Okay, because sir, you must be not knowing about this, so I just want to help you out. Before we go ahead and cancel this transaction request, I'm going to show you that your IP has been compromised, and we're going to help you out to resettle your IP back to Australia. Okay? So I do believe that you are using your mobile phone, right? The Android or the Apple phone you're using it, correct?
Oh, it's the Samsung, yes.
Okay. So can you just go to the Google once again, sir? You can use any of your
Google.
browser. Yeah, you can use any of your browser, the Google Chrome or the Safari. Can you just open up the Google? Yeah. You can do one thing. You can put the phone on the speaker mode and you can just open up the Google. Okay. So in the Google search bar, sir, you need to type it my 1P address country. Okay? First you type my.
My.
Then one, numeric one.
Yep.
Then P. P as in Peter.
Yep.
Then address country.
Address.
Country. After address, you need to type country.
Hang on.
Yeah, take your time, no worries.
Try to refresh your inbox. You see, I'm not asking about you.
My country.
No, it's my 1P, not IP,
Yeah.
1P.
Yeah.
For
One
numeric
thing.
1P, yes. Then address, country.
Address.
Yes, after address, it's country.
Okay, wait, hold the line. Hello? Yeah, what is the message? Okay. Try to open up that.
Yes.
Hello, this is George. Yeah, open up that. What is the message? Read out the message.
So how are they treating?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Have you typed my 1P address country?
Yes.
Yep. Now you just search for it. And do not share any of the information over this recorded line. You just check it by your end, sir. Okay? You just have a look and just check whether your IP is showing in Australia or not.
No, hang on. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just... Wait, no. My...
1, the figure 1,
1,
P as in Peter,
address,
yeah, address,
country,
yeah, country,
yeah, it's got United States of America.
Oh my goodness, so this was the only reason, sir, why we have called you. You can see on your own eyes, sir, your IP location is showing in United States of America, which is supposed to show in Australia, right? And can you just tell me that, are you in America? No. But the thing is, the people, the hacker who is trying to get into your accounts and into your all the identification, what they have done, they are operating all these fraudulent activities from the USA. And first of all, what they have did, they have just changed your IP location. So this was the only reason why you have not received any of the notification of any transaction. Right?
Right, okay.
Okay.
So how do I change that?
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to help you out to cancel those transaction requests, and the IP which has been shifted to USA, we're going to shift it back to Australia. All right?
Yep.
Okay. And one more thing what we are going to do before the cancellation process, we are just going to report these things to the ACSC. The Australian Cyber Security Center, so that from the future you will not face any kinds of problem after this. All right?
Okay.
Okay. So for that, what I'm.
It's got here IP address 66249-73154.
Yeah.
What's that?
So this is the IP which has been shifted, sir, to America. Okay. The IP of yours, which supposed to be in the Australia, it has been changed. So that's the reason, sir, you were not aware that what's wrong, what is going wrong with you, right?
Yes.
Because we have got all the reports in our security server. So that's the reason I just ring you up to aware this problem and help you out to cancel those transaction requests which we have received in the amount of 500, okay?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, first of all, without wasting the time, sir, we are just first of all going to report this to the ACS, the Australian Cyber Security Center, okay? So can you do one thing? Can you just erase my 1P address country?
Yeah.
Yeah. And once you erase it, sir, you need to type it in the address bar, ACSC. Yeah, take your time, no worries.
I'm hopeless on the phone, so...
Okay, I understand, sir. I understand. Take your time. No need to be in rush, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you clear, just do let me know.
Yep.
Yeah. So, what you need to type it is ACSC. First, A as an apple.
Yep.
Then, C as in Charlie.
Yep.
Then S as in Sam.
Yep.
And again C as in Charlie.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And you just click enter and go for search.
ACSC Australia or ACSC address?
Yeah, ACSC Australia, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do let me know what comes on your screen.
Cyber Security Bootcamp Monash University.
Yeah, so this is our government portal page, okay? You can just... Can you see any options over there, the ACSC homepage? Written. Just scroll down the page, little down, you can see the option, ACSC homepage.
Cyber Services Australian Cyber Security?
Yeah, no, sir. You just scroll down the page, little down, you just search.
ACSC homepage?
Yeah. Yes, correct, sir. You need to click on that.
Yep. What's...
Okay, now what can you see over there, sir?
It's going to protect your personal devices and accounts.
Correct, sir. So now you are in the ACSC homepage, the government portal page, okay? So right now,
yep.
So before we report you to the cybercrime activity, what I'm going to do, I'm just transferring this call to one of my senior supervisor, okay, who's going to help you out to cancel this request and also give the security and the protection how you can be aware in the future, all right?
Okay. Now, you said $500. What was the $1,200 one?
So the $500, the hacker who is operating from the USA, what they have did, they have tried to ordered the online gift cards, sir, the Apple gift cards.
Okay.
Yes, so that's the reason, sir, you have got no notification because it was disabled from there. Okay, so can you just be on hold for a minute while I'm just transferring this call to my senior supervisor, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for holding the line. This is David Mitchell, and I'm the senior manager on the floor, and the call has been transferred to me, sir. How are you doing today?
Yes, thanks.
All right. Now, sir, you were speaking to one of my representatives, and you got a concern why you have got this call all about, right?
Yes.
Because, sir, there are some different people who are trying to operate your network, and they are using your information to order a few iTunes Apple gift cards. And you have never ordered any Apple or iTunes gift card from your end today, right?
No, I haven't.
And sir, we are also detecting they have also got access into your network, which they have shifted in a different country, your IP address, right, sir?
Yes, right, yes.
All right. Now, over the recorded line, we will help you to report you cybercrime fraudulent activity to safe and secure your account and your details in for the near future. So you will not be the part of any criminal activity or any cyber crime accident in the near future. Right, sir?
Okay.
All right. Now, on what can you see on your, which page are you? Are you on your mobile phone?
Yes, got protect your personal devices and accounts.
All right. Now you can see there will be bottom down. There will be 2 to 3 options, right?
Yeah, I got 4.
Okay. You can see the second option there, sir. It says something like report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Okay. Yep.
Once you click on that, now you can see there, it's asking you an option, who are you reporting on a behalf of?
Hang on. It's got reports cyber. Who are you reporting on behalf of?
Yeah, as those people have targeted your individual account, so you will be selecting as an individual. There might be a 3 option, right?
Yep.
All right, so once you select on an individual, you can see it will warn you. It will be giving you a security notification because those hackers are still getting access to your network. So that's the reason once you are reporting this through the cyber police, they are showing you a security, like do not submit the report here, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, can you see you will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through report cyber, right, sir?
Yes.
All right, now you can close down this page, okay?
Okay, how do we do that?
Okay, you can press the back button. You have a back button on your phone, a back arrow.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. You can press the back button 2 to 3 times.
2 to 3 times?
Yes.
What am I going back to?
You need to go back to your home screen. Close the whole Google page.
Yes.
And sir, you got PayPal or eBay application?
Aye.
Yeah, you use a PayPal or an eBay app on your phone as well?
No, I haven't got an eBay app.
All right. Now, we will be helping you to check, change the IP address which is showing in United States and blocking those people from your network to make sure in the near future they will be not getting any access to your IP address or your network anymore, sir. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, on your mobile phone, you do have a Play Store. You are using an Android device, right?
Yes.
All right. You can find a Play Store on your phone, Google Play Store.
Yep.
All right. On the Play Store, search for, type there, Joho, Z for Zebra.
Hang on. Where can I search
for? On the Play Store, Google Play Store.
Yep. So, what do I type in?
Z for Zebra.
Yep.
O for Orange.
Yep.
H for Henry.
Yep.
Again, O for Orange.
Yep.
All right. Now you can search for that, sir. Click on Go or press the magnifying glass beside there. All right.
Yep.
All right. Now you can see a green application shows Joho Customer, Joho Assist app.
Install.
Yeah, the Joho Customer. It will be a green, two square and a circle on the top. Is it the exact one?
Green. Oh, yeah. Zoho Desk.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll push on that.
Yeah, and install it. Joho Customer. Joho Assist Customer. The green one.
Install.
Yeah. Once you install, do let me know, okay?
Complete account setup.
Click on cancel. Cancel.
Okay, well, I'll just push that again. Oh, yeah. Now it just comes up with complete account setup. Review your account to continue.
Click on continue.
Complete account setup.
Can you see skip or cancel?
Skip.
Yeah, click on skip. Once you click on skip, what do you see? Can you see it says enter your open? Can you see open option there?
No, it's got try Google Play Pass free for 1 month.
Click on cancel. Not now. Click on not now.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
Zoho Desk is still installing.
Okay, wait. It is installing on your phone.
It's just finished now.
Okay, click on open.
Yes.
Open. Click on
sign in.
No, don't click on sign in. Click on cancel.
There's no cancel.
You can see a small X on the top. It says enter your email, right?
No.
What is saying?
Your desk is in the palm of your hand. Make staging small productive. It says make agents more productive, make managers more impactful, make customers
No, you are on the wrong application. Close it. Remove everything. Press the back button 2 to 3 times.
Well, that came up under Zara.
No, no, remove that. This application is not working. We will provide you a different app.
Okay.
Can you see on the Play Store again, tap on the search on the magnifying glass, okay?
Okay. Play Store.
Yeah. And you can see the search. Search for apps and games.
Yep.
Now, on the search, type AnyDesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
AnyDesk.
Yeah. And you can see the red logo application, the red one.
Yep.
Click on install.
Close that one. Open up the Google.
Did you hit install?
Yes.
Now what do you see?
It's installing.
Okay, once it will be complete, you can see the option there open. Do let me know, right?
Okay.
And once you see the open option there, you will be getting a security number. So once you get the security number, do let me know, sir. Because this is all for the safety and security of your account.
Open.
Okay, once you click on open, to let me know.
Privacy statement. We have to take care of this. Yep.
Click on OK. Click on OK.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Plugin click available?
No, click on cancel.
Oh, it's gone back. Cancel.
Yeah.
Tutorial.
Yeah, tap on the screen. Tap on the screen somewhere on the outside or inside. Anywhere you can type in.
Yeah, I've got the code.
All right, can you see the security number there, sir?
Yes.
Okay, help me with the number.
887.
All right.
909.
Okay.
860.
Okay, now, sir, as those hackers are still getting access to your network, and now the ACSC, the security where you have submitted a report, they will be securing your IP address. So once those hackers are getting removed from your network and the ACSC is monitoring your IP address and trying to remove them from your network, so you will be getting some security notifications, so do let me know, right?
Okay.
Now, can you see something come up on your screen right now?
And once the Google has opened, let me know.
Check your screen.
Security warning.
Yes. Can you see somewhere it says, I trust this call?
Okay, close this one.
Tap on that, I trust this call. Now, on the security warning, did you click on the trust this call?
Yep.
All right. Now, on the security warning, you can see there will be a two check boxes. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this message again. Tap on the two check boxes.
Can you
see the security warning page? Tap on the two check boxes, both of the boxes.
Yep.
All right. Now you can see accept or allow.
Yep.
All right. Now again click on accept or allow.
Yep. Done.
All right. Now you can see start now or start broadcast.
It's got the ASC Bank Security Server would like to view your desk permission profile scan protection.
Allow. Yes, now click on allow or accept.
Yep.
All right, now click on start now.
Yep.
Okay, now wait. Now, can you see where you can see ACSC Bank Security Server and you can see the number? And below that, you can see there are three dots where you can see remote address just above that. Can you see the three dot?
Yep.
Click on that three dot.
Yep.
Okay, once you click on the, yes, click on the permission.
And you cannot see at the very top.
Yep.
Okay, now can you see scam protection is always showing you up there. Now, on the bottom, you can see the speaker and a keyboard and a mouse. You need to tick all of them, okay?
The whole lot or just those three?
No, you can see the two things are already locked. So you need to apart from that too, you need to tick all of them.
Tap on
that mouse logo, click on permission, below down there you can see the arrow, drop down arrow, permission. Other users are allowed, click on that, you can see showing you other users are allowed, so you are blocking them. Click on the arrow below the permission.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Other users are allowed?
Yeah. Now scroll up.
Yeah.
Now tick on that control device. Tick each and every one. Tick all of them. You can see the small checkbox. Yeah, you need to tick all of them. All right. Yeah, tick all of them. No. All right. Go up. Scroll up. Yeah, tick. Yes. Now click on close.
I didn't tick the hear my device sound at this
moment. No, all right. No, don't click on that. Now click on close. Okay.
Yes.
Now again tap on the three line, on the three dot, once again there.
Yes.
All right. Now click on permission.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where you can see in the top, scam protection, click on that scam protection on the top.
Yes.
Okay. Can you see full access and unattended access? You need to tick both of them. Full access and unattended access, both of the options on the screen. Okay, again click on scam protection.
Yep.
Okay, you need to click on full access. Tick on the full access. Okay,
yep.
Now click on close.
Yep. Yep, done. And back to the three dots.
Okay, now press the home button, okay?
Stop.
Press the home button, the circle button on the square button on the bottom down, on the very bottom of your screen, the square one. Yeah, that's your home button. Now, check all of your application. Check all the application. Can you see if there is something new apart from the AnyDesk?
There's AnyDesk.
Okay, can you see eBay? Tap on the eBay application, sir. This is the application that was been used, that was been involved.
Yeah.
And have you used this application before?
No, never.
Okay, now you can close this application. Close it down.
How do I do that?
Press the back button on the bottom, the back arrow.
You can see anything
over there. Yes. Now, just to securely check your account, try to log into your account and check if there is any funds missing or not. Log into your account. Once you log in, do let me know, okay?
Which account?
Okay. How many accounts do you got?
Well, only credit card and debit card.
All right, sir. Once you log in there, do let me know, okay?
No, nothing.
Okay. Can you see the option there, more? Can you see the option more?
Yep.
Click on more.
Yep.
Okay. Can you see activate card option there? Click on activate card. Yeah, click on that. Click on allow. You can see any option allow.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Oh, just a screen with four blue corners on it.
Now press the back button again. Okay.
Hang on. I pushed too far. It's gone back to my home page. I'll have to get in again. Yep. Now push more.
No. Can you see your ANZ Access Advantage account. Click on that.
Yep.
Okay. And can you see any option there, manage? Click on manage.
What exactly you can see on the Play
Store?
Any option,
yep.
Manage. Click on manage.
Yep.
All right. And this is the card that you got, you're right?
Yep.
Okay. And if the card is activate, your card is already activated, right, sir?
Yeah, well, I use it all the time, so.
All right. Now, press the back button on the top. You can see somewhere it says manage and a back arrow.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to press the back button again.
Yeah.
On the top. Okay. Now, you got two accounts, right, sir?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what those people did, they tried to withdraw $900 something from your account, okay?
Yeah.
And what you need to do, you also got an ANZ low rate account, right, sir?
Yep.
Okay. On the low rate account, the funds that you got available, you need to ship them to your ANZ for the security purpose, because your low rate account has been targeted by those people, okay? Just for the security, click on ANZ low rate account, I will help you. Tap on that, ANZ low rate. Okay. Now, can you see? And with the low rate, you got a credit card or it's a debit card, sir?
No, with the low rate, it's a credit card.
And with the Access Advantage, you got a debit card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see transfer? There is an option for transfer because your credit card has been tried to targeted by those people. So first, we are securing your credit card. Okay.
Yeah. I push transfer.
Yeah. Click on transfer. Now, tap on amount.
Yep.
And make it 262.
There's only 260 in there though.
Okay, type 260.
Yep.
All right, click on transfer.
How is everything has gone?
Click on transfer now.
I do believe you are here and there.
All right, now what?
Yeah.
Proceed.
Yep. Proceed.
Click on close.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now, tap on the back arrow, sir.
Yep.
Okay, now you can see the funds available there, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, now, what you need to do is, okay, now where you can see your balance on your ANZ Access Advantage, click on that option, balance.
Yes.
All right. Now you can see the balance there. Now you can, what you need to do, you need to log out from your ANZ, sir. Now as we have transferred from your credit card to your debit card, so for the security again, from your debit card, we will be canceling those order of the iTunes gift card so that those funds cannot be released out and they will not be able to withdraw those Kohl's gift card. All right?
Yes. They haven't tried to get anything out of my Access Advantage card, have they?
Because they have ordered from your Access Advantage, and from your low rate, they have tried to withdraw the money, and from your debit card, they have ordered an Apple iTunes gift card. So now we will be directly from the website, from where those people try to purchase, from that website, we are going to block those gift card. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can press the back button And can you help me with your date of birth, sir?
5th of the 12th, 51.
5th of the 12th?
1951.
And you got a driving license?
Sorry?
You also have a driving license with you?
It's in the car. It's not here at the moment.
Okay, sir. Because what those people did, they are trying to... Okay, what we are going to do here is we are going to just cancel... Now you can log out from your account. Log out.
Yep.
You can close. All right. And apart from the ANZ, you don't have any other application, any other banking app apart from the ANZ, right?
No, that's right.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to open up the Google again. Go to the Google.
I don't know. Yep. The Play Store or Google?
Google. Google.
Yep.
On the Google, yep. Type there buy, B-U-Y, buy.
B-U-Y.
Apple. Type after buy, give a space, Apple.
Hang on, where's this going? What's the whole idea of this?
Okay, wait, don't do anything. I will help you.
No, I'm just concerned that I'm trying to buy it.
No, you are not buying it, sir. We delete that, I will help you. Now, type there CoinSpot, C-O-I-N, CoinSpot. CoinSpot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now click on CoinSpot.
CoinSpot Australia or just CoinSpot?
Yeah, click on CoinSpot Australia. Okay. Now come down.
Mm-hmm.
Come down. Can you see coinspot.com.au? Click on that. CoinSpot.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is the website where those people, they also try to register your details to purchase some cryptocurrency, and you are not involved to purchase or order any crypto. Right, sir?
No.
Okay, now this is the cancellation that we are starting. Enter your email address there. Can you see any option is asking you to email address in a white box?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Enter your email address, which is on your mobile phone.
And right next to dot, did you see anything?
You can see any option of your email address suggestions coming up there once you type in your email.
Yes.
You can select the current one, which is on login on your phone, the one that is you are using. Okay,
yes,
now you can click on get started, and you will be getting a verification for a cancellation email. All right. Now, can you see the password? It's asking you for a password, right?
Yes.
All right. On the password, create a password and click on the I logo beside there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are locking the account. Those people try to order a Bitcoin, so you need to. Can you see the
yes.
I logo there? Click on the I logo and try to create a password.
Okay, now.
Yes.
Click on the password. Yeah, click on the password option there on the box.
It's not doing anything. No.
All right.
Password.
Create a password. Type capital S. Capital S. Again, click on get started.
Yes.
Okay. Now on the password, type capital S. as per security.
Yep.
Capital, sir. Upper case.
Yes.
E for now, lowercase e. Lowercase e.
Yep.
Lowercase c.
Yep.
Lowercase u.
Yep.
Lowercase r.
Yep.
Lowercase I.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, security.
Yep.
Yeah. At, give a symbol at. Symbol. Can you see? Yeah. At.
Yep.
Dot. Dot 1, 2, 3. Dot. Dot 1, 2, 3. Number 1, 2, 3. Now, can you see the I logo beside there on the password?
Yep.
Click on the I logo. Okay, so you have put two dots. Okay, not an issue. You need to, you have put a two dot after security. Come down. Scroll down the page. Scroll down the page. Can you see I am not a robot? Click on that. I am not a robot.
Yeah.
All right, click on that. I am not a robot. All right, now click on the blue box below down there.
Create an account.
Yeah, click on that. All right. Wait. Now click on save. Can you see option save? Tap on save.
Save.
Yeah, click on save. Save. Okay, now scroll down. Click on complete verification. Click on that. All right. Now press the home button and go to your email. Check your email. You have received a new email from the CoinSpot. Try to refresh your email. Yes.
Yep.
Click on that. Click on that CoinSpot support email. Yeah. Go down and tap on confirm email. This is all right. Now come, go down, more down. Okay, now click on complete verification. And you also got a Medicare card, sir.
Yeah, that's in my wallet with my license.
Oh, okay, not an issue. Enter your email. And how far is your car? It's on parking, right?
Oh, it should be.
Okay.
It should be back any minute, but I'm not sure when it'll be back exactly.
Okay, click on email. Tap on your email. Yeah, put your email there. Put your email.
Yeah.
Click on next. You can see the next on the bottom down there.
Yeah.
Click on type your password. No, no, go up. Click on type your password. Click on that. Type your password.
Yeah.
Yeah. Type capital S.
Capital S.
Security. You need to type security. S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y. Security. At, security at,
yep.
Two dot, give a two dot, put two dots,
yep.
1, 2, 3,
yep.
Here tap on remember my email, click on that, remember my email, click on login, okay, now click on remember. Tap on remember.
And I've got to find it first.
You can see bottom down, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, on the top, you can see the three white line. Click on that, the three line.
Yep.
Go, come down, scroll down. Go up, little bit up. Up, sir, up. Up, up. Go up, more up. More up. Click on my account. Can you see my account? Bottom down somewhere, it says my account.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Click on my account.
Yep.
All right. Scroll down the page. Click on verification. Click on verification. Go up. Up. Go up. Verification.
Yep.
Click on that. Come down.
Yep.
Now you need to put your details as it is asking you. Don't read out. Slowly and correctly put the details. You are filling up the cancellation details over here. Scroll up the page. Yeah, type in the details, what is asking you. Once you put down the details, do let me know.
I want the straight number and everyone.
You can you can put me online, put the phone down, and try to bring up your wallet first. Once you back, do let me know. Okay.
My wallet.
Yeah. Put the phone down.
Yeah.
Because your driving license will be required, sir.
All right, okay. Well, hang on. I'll go and see if they're back.
All right.
You can put the phone down.
Put the phone down.
Give me a minute. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be back shortly.
All right.
Got to put my address in there first, don't I?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
I'm just, I'll have to try and find the place code.
Go down.
Yep.
Scroll down a little bit more. Yes. Can you see it's asking you document verification? Click on upload driver's license. Click on that. All right. Now put the details of your driving license. It might be asking you the number.
Yep, I sure do.
Just have a look and securely put it down. Don't read out.
No.
Okay.
Date of issue.
Now select state. Which state? Victoria. Click on that. Select state.
Right.
Yeah, you need to select Victoria. Okay.
Hang on. Good.
Slow down, slowly. Slowly, sir. Don't be rushed. Slowly. Okay, perfect.
Explorer guide.
Yep. Click on that expiry date.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but it's not doing anything.
You need to click on the arrow, the drop-down arrow. You can see a small little arrow there. You need to click on exactly on that arrow.
That's not doing it.
Tap on the box on its expiry date. Inside the box on the expiry date. Yeah, tap on the inside the box.
It's not doing anything.
Okay, click on card number. No need to enter the expiry date. Tap on the card number. Yeah, now put the card number. It will be on the back of your driving license. On the bottom right-hand side corner. Can you find the card number there?
No.
Turn the cards to the back side and look at the bottom down on the right-hand side. You can see a small...
The license?
No. Yeah, your license. Turn it back.
No. Yeah.
Now look on the bottom on the right-hand side. You can see card number printed there.
No, it's got a barcode.
Like a pardon? It's got a barcode, right?
Yes.
And but can you see any numbers there?
No, it hasn't got any numbers.
Okay, tap on your screen again. Okay, can you see how do I find my driver license card number? Click on that. Victoria.
I'm just waiting with locating your driver's license card number.
Yes.
Well, that's...
Now it is showing you where it should be.
No, it just says, well, there's no number on the front or the back other than the expiry date, date of birth, license number. Oh, hang on, there it is.
Okay, can you find that?
Yeah, it's bloody It's not printed, it's indented in it. So if I go back and go back again.
Okay, now track on the card number. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, now go down, scroll down the page. All right, click on upload license front. Go up, little bit up, more up. Yeah, click on the box, upload license front. Click on that. Upload license front. You need to click on the box, upload license front. Tap on the blue box.
I am, but it's not doing anything.
Okay, again try to scroll up and down the screen. Now try to click on that, the box where it is written upload license front.
Yes.
No, no. Tap on the back arrow. Tap on the back arrow on the bottom. Again tap on the top, can you see back arrow by Bitcoin? Yes. Now click on upload license front on the blue box.
No, it's not doing anything.
You need to click on that. Tap on that.
I'm trying to. It's not doing anything.
Okay, sir. Go up. Go to the top. Scroll up. Now come down. Come down. Now try to tap on upload license front. Tap on the blue box.
No, it's not doing anything. Not a thing.
Okay, now click on expiry date.
Expiry date.
Yeah, now select the expiry date. On the top where you can see 2023, click on that, 2023. You can see Tuesday 2023 on the calendar.
Jeez. It's just come up with a calendar of the...
Yes. Can you see 2023, Tuesday? Tick on that.
Yeah.
Tap on that. Yes. Now select the year. Select the year, the expiry of your driving license.
That is the year.
Okay. Now select the month. Can you see February? And there is an arrow on the February both side. You need to tap on the arrow to change the month.
Okay. February. March.
And now you can select the date. Okay, click on set. Can you see the option there, set?
Yep.
Click on set.
Yep.
Okay, wait. Now you can see upload license front. Click on that.
That's still not doing anything.
Okay, now try to click on that.
I'm trying, but it's still not doing anything.
It's not allowing you to tap on upload license front?
No.
Scroll down. Click on upload license back. Click on that. The box, upload license bank. Click on that.
No, it's not going to matter either.
Go up. Okay, scroll down. Tap on the image. Can you see the square, the driver license? Tap on that.
No,
now
nothing.
Click on upload license front. It's not working? Okay, wait.
No.
What I'm doing here is I'm connecting you to the technician.
Okay, are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, now do one thing. Press the middle button. Go back to your main screen. Just leave as it is and go back to your main screen.
What, my home page?
Yeah, home page.
Yep.
Now find out the AnyDesk application. Open that.
Yep.
Now, do you see there are three dots at the middle?
Yep.
Just click on that.
Yep.
Now, click on permissions. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do
yep.
you see other users are allowed to? Click on that.
Yep.
Now, just do scroll down a little bit. Scroll down. Okay, now go to up. Scroll it up a little bit. Okay, now do you see it says other users are allowed to? Click on that.
Yeah, I tried to, but there's nothing happening.
Nothing happens. Okay.
No.
Okay, now just leave the control of your mouse.
Sorry.
Okay, now be on that page, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see close? Click on close.
Mm.
Close. Do you see close?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now be on that page.
Yeah.
Okay, now just wait. Don't do anything. Okay, now do you see any option comes up says accept or I trust this call? Click on that. I trust this call. Click on that.
Oh, I
will
trust this call.
Sir, don't worry. We are helping you, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, do you see there are two check boxes? Click on both of them and click on accept.
All I've got up is a red security warning.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any check boxes, small check boxes?
No.
Or accept. Do you see accept?
No, it's just I trust this call or cancel.
Click on I trust this call first.
Yeah.
Now, do you see there are two little check boxes? Says I am aware of this risk and don't show me this message again. Click on both of them.
Now, I've got this commission profile, scam protection, permissions, dismiss or accept.
Click on accept.
Yeah.
No. Do you see anything say start now?
Yep.
Click on that.
Yep.
Okay. Now, again, click on that. Do you see at the left hand top, three line?
Three dots, yep.
No, three line at the very top, left hand top.
Oh, you need that. Yep.
Click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now go to settings. Click on settings.
Yep.
Now click on privacy.
Yep.
Now come down. Scroll down.
Won't scroll.
You don't scroll, right? Go back. Okay, go back. At the very top, do you see the arrow? Click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now click on input. Input.
Yep.
Okay, now go back again.
Yep.
Click on general, the first one.
Yep.
Now come down.
It's just
not as it'll go, eh? Okay, now go back and click on security, the option. security, the second one, yeah. Now, now come down. Do you see permission profiles? Click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now click on full access.
Yep.
Okay, now click on enable unattended access. Click on that.
Unattended access?
Yeah, click on that.
No.
It's not clicking there? Okay, now you can see set password, right?
Yep.
Now type, there is a password. It's B as in Bravo in caps.
Hang on. In caps? All in caps?
Yeah. No, the first one, B. B as in Bravo.
Yep.
And then L as in Lima. Small.
Yep.
O as in Oscar.
Yep.
C as in Charlie.
Yep.
Then K as in Kilo.
Yep.
Then number 1, 2, 3.
I think I did two ones there. 1, 2, 3. Yep.
Now click on OK.
Yep.
Now click on, and now come down.
That's about as far as it goes.
Okay, now scroll up a little bit. Okay, now click on close. Now click on close.
Yep.
Okay, now click on unattended access.
Yep.
Enable unattended access again, click on that. Now type the same password, block 123, capital B.
Block 123, wasn't it?
Yeah, capital B.
Now, O, T, K, 1, 2, 3.
Then click on OK. Click on OK.
Okay,
it says the profile already using the password says. Click on cancel. Then click on close. Click on close again. Okay, now go back.
At the top.
Yeah, at the top, yeah.
Yep.
Again, go back.
Yep.
Okay, now be on the page.
Remote address.
Don't do anything. Just wait.
Yep.
Now, do you see anything say the start now over there? Click on that.
No, it says remote address.
Do you see anything say start now?
No.
Okay, wait. Anything comes up, do you see there, like continue or allow, okay, any option?
No.
Only you can see your number over there, right?
No, it's called the connection established.
It says connection established.
Yeah.
And do you see anything start now or accept or anything
no.
comes up in the middle?
No, down the bottom it's got remote address.
It says remote address, and after that, below that, do you see anything?
A TV screen and 4 squares.
Anything says accept or okay or allow or continue or start broadcast?
No.
Nothing. Okay. Now let me cancel it and close that one. Close that AnyDesk and reopen it.
What? Get it back to my hand?
AnyDesk, yeah. Close it. Completely close that AnyDesk and reopen it.
AnyDesk. It just keeps coming back on the same screen. We'll try that. That comes back on the same screen. Try it again. No, it just comes back on the same screen.
Same screen where you can see all your all the numbers, right?
Yeah. Oh, hang on, here we go. Remote address.
Now, do you see anything comes up except or anything?
It says any address will start capturing everything that's displayed.
This is start now. Start now.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yep.
Okay. Now leave the control of your finger. Leave it.
Yep. Just going back to that same page that we were on before.
Okay, you can see the remote, the address, your remote address it says, right?
Yep.
Okay, now have you left the control of your finger?
Yes, okay,
on the machine. Okay, now click on the middle one, the middle.
The middle what?
Yeah, the home page, go to your home page.
Yeah.
Okay, now. Don't do anything. Don't do anything.
No, I'm not.
Hello?
Yes.
All right. Now, sir, you can see on the bottom down there, there are three lines. A three line on the bottom. Tap on the three line.
On the bottom of the screen?
Yeah, on the bottom, the horizontal line.
Yeah. No.
All right. Okay, tap up. Press the back button. Press the back button again.
Yeah.
And go to the Google. Open up the Google again. Google.
Yeah.
On the Google again, type for CoinSpot Australia. Click on that.
CoinSpot Australia.
All right.
Then
again, click on CoinSpot.
Yep.
All right. Now tap on the three line again.
Yep.
Scroll down.
Yep.
Go to go to account, my account.
Yep.
Tap on verification.
Yep.
Click on verification. Come down. Yeah. Your details are already there. Go down. Scroll down. Go down. More down. More down, more down, more down. Now you can click on upload driver license. Click on that. Okay, now again put the details of your license, your driving license number and the expiry date you did before.
Yes.
Okay.
Put that in again. Expiry date. I've done the the day. How do I do the month? Well, it's in March. So how do I do the year? Hello?
Yeah, the year is 23, right, sir? 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, click on set. Click on set.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, can you see select state of issue? Tap on that, state of issue. State of issue. Yeah. Select Victoria. Select your state, Victoria. Now, come down, put the card number as you did before of your driving license.
I know where it is now.
All right, so perfect. Once you put down the numbers, do let me know.
Yep.
Okay, now if you can click on upload license front. Click on that.
Alright,
allow. Click on allow. Perfect. Now click on camera. Can you see the option camera?
Yeah.
Click on allow. Perfect. Now you need to take a clear picture of your driving license of the front side. Clear picture. No, sir. You can. You need to keep it on a flat surface. Somewhere on a flat surface, there should be nothing background. It should be a flat surface, and the four corners should be visible. Okay.
Yeah.
And take a clear picture. The numbers, your name should be visible. Perfect. The four corners should be visible. All right. Perfect. Now you can click a picture. Click a picture. Perfect. It says OK. Click on OK. All right. Now scroll down. You need to click on upload license back. Click on that. Now again click on camera. Yeah, now the back of the card. Perfect. Perfect. Yes. Four corners should be visible. Don't cut off the corners. Perfect. Perfect, sir. Perfect. Click on OK. Okay. Once you click on OK, you can see the image will be coming up there. Now you can click on Continue. Tap on Continue. Perfect. Wait. Now scroll down the page. Yeah, now you can click on submit for verification. Bottom down. Scroll down. Yeah, submit for verification. Now on your mobile phone you have got a code as a message. Wait, it will be coming up. Scroll, go to your messages. Press the home button.
Yeah,
open up that message. Yeah, you can see the code there. Alright. You need to remember this code. What is the code there, sir?
431138.
Okay, now press the 3 line on the bottom. Okay, go here. Click on the page where you can see Google is open up asking you to put the code. Click on that page. Yes. Now enter the code 431138. 4331138. Click on verify. Tap on verify.
Yep.
Wait. Now, check the details, sir, as it is on your driving license. Have you filled the information correctly?
No, I haven't.
You need to reset them all. On the phone, can you see the screen? Tap on your screen and make sure where there is a mistake, you need to correct them, recorrect them.
Yes. All right.
The details you have entered on your driving license should be the same.
Yeah. I forgot. I'm just staying at somebody else's place at the moment, and I put that okay. address on it.
Okay. You, the address which is printed on your driving license, look up that and
yes.
type it. Okay, and check your last name and your first name.
On the first name.
Yeah, check the postcode.
Yeah, I've done the postcode.
Okay, can you see your name is correct?
John is. Patrick, it's got 05 after it.
No, that's the reason, sir. Make it correct.
Yep.
All right, go down. Click, go down, more down. Very down, go down, click on submit for verification, submit for verification, perfect. All right, sir. Now, can you see deposit funds, somewhere it says deposits fund, click on that. This is the ID those people created under your name. So you, there will be a pay ID where we're going to refund you the money. Click on deposit fund on the top. You can see deposit funds.
Oh, yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Come down. Can you see, select another deposit method. You can see poly and you can see select another deposit method. Click on that. The arrow, select another deposit method.
Hang on.
Click on that. Now, you need to select pay ID. Click on pay ID. You can see the pay ID, a security pay ID. All right, come down. Come down. Scroll down. Now, click here to enable pay ID. Click on that. Perfect. All right, click on I understand and continue. Come down, scroll down. Okay, wait. All right. Yeah, this is your security pay ID, sir, where those people has tried to withdraw the money. You can see, go down. All right, now go to the top. Okay, tap on the three line on the top. Go down extreme bottom. No, go up, little bit up. Click on log out. log out, tap on the three line on the bottom down.
Right.
Tap on the three line on the bottom down.
Yes.
All right, tap on close all. Close all.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now you can leave your finger on your phone, wave it. Is something moving? Yes. Can you see?
No, I'm back on the home page.
Okay, now what you need to do, go to the Google back again.
Yep. Search.
Yeah, on the search, type there Apple gift cards. Press the home button. Press the home button.
Hey, yeah. Hang on, Dave. I'll ring you back. Go to Google again.
Yeah.
Search.
Go to Apple gift card. Yeah. Click on Apple gift card. Come down. Go down. Can you see Apple All Entertainment? Go up a little bit. Yeah. Apple gift card, all entertainment. No, press the back button. Yeah, Apple.
Oh.
Yeah, entertainment, oh. Apple entertainment, all gift card. Click on that. All right, now tap on the three line. You can see menu, M-E-N-U, menu. Tap on the three line. Okay, click on all gift cards. Click on that, all gift cards. Okay, now tap on that wish. Can you see the wish? Click on that.
Wish?
Yeah.
Well, hang on, why am I tapping on this? Am I buying it?
No, sir, this is the gift card that you are cancelling. They have ordered from your debit card, so we are blocking this order, okay?
I'm tapping on it, but it's not doing anything.
You need to click on the wish one.
Yeah, I am. Oh, hang on. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you can tap on the three line and close it, sir. Close this Google page. No need to do anything on this gift card website.
Yeah.
Tap on the three line. Okay. Now you can press the home button. Okay.
Yeah.
Now go to your ANZ application. ANZ app, your mobile application. Now, the cancellation pay ID that we have created, we are blocking the funds that was been tried to purchase a crypto. Okay? Now, can you see the dollar sign? It says pay.
Pay, yeah.
All right. Tap on that dollar sign.
Yeah.
Now, Can you see a plus sign on the bottom down? Somewhere it shows you plus sign.
Yeah.
Tap on that. Okay. Now, can you see email? Any option says email, sir?
Yeah.
Click on that email.
Yeah.
All right. Now, tap on that email. Click on that email. And type there deposit. Deposit at...
What am I typing?
Deposit. D for doctor. Deposit.
Capital D or...
No, lowercase. Everything will be in a lowercase, each and every word. Deposit. Deposit.
Yep.
At. Give a symbol at.
Yep.
Coin spot. Coin spot. Spot. S-C-O-T. Yeah, .com.au. And sir, is your mobile phone battery is getting running low? When did you last charge? Okay, you can put it on the charge.
Yeah, I'm on 89%.
All right. Once you put it on a charge, you can tap on continue.
Yeah.
All right. Now, can you see the amount?
Yeah.
Tap on that amount.
Yeah.
Tap on your ANZ Access Advantage. Okay,
yeah.
Tap on the amount. Can you see amount below down there, the cancellation of the amount? Make it 955.
No, hang on.
Beg your pardon, sir?
955.
Yeah. This is the amount those people try to purchase a crypto. So under your pay ID that has been on the crypto app, the crypto website, we are securing this money so that it will be get locked. And no funds will be get withdrawn, all right?
Well, can I withdraw?
Yeah, definitely you can withdraw it, sir. We are securing under it back to you. Now make it 955.
955.
Doesn't seem right to me. Okay, wait. Click on next. Wait, sir, I will show you up on the coin spot. You will be getting the funds. Click on next. Okay, now wait. On the message, type myself. On the message, type myself. Myself.
Yeah.
Now scroll down.
Okay, continue.
No. Can you see reference? Click on reference.
Oh, yeah, reference. Yep.
All right. On the reference, type there 213.
213.
117. 464. Four six four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now tap continue. Confirm.
Yeah.
Wait. Click on no thanks. All right, now tap on the three line on the bottom down.
Right on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. Tap on the three line. Yeah. Again, click on close all. Okay. Now go back to the Google. Search for CoinSpot. CoinSpot Australia. Click on that.
Yes.
Click on login.
Yes.
Yeah. Type your email. Yeah, sign in. Can you see it's already showing you? Use safe password. Tap on sign in. All right. Now try to refresh the page. Try to refresh it.
And you say that?
Scroll it. Scroll the page down. Scroll it down. From the top, go to the top and try to scroll it down. Go to the top.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
All right. Now hold the page and try to scroll it down from the top. Try to go up. Try to go up, more up. Scroll it. Yeah. Go up. Go up.
That's it.
No, go to the top of the page.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, try to go up. Scroll down. Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Yeah, click on cancel. Tap on the three line.
At the top?
No, on the bottom.
On the bottom. Yeah.
All right. Now go back to your ANZ application. Now, can you see ANZ Access Advantage? Tap on that account on the top and check the 955, the status. Yeah, tap on that ANZ Mobile Banking 955. Click on that.
Wait.
On the bottom, can you see ANZ Mobile Banking 955? Click on that. Go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that ANZ Mobile Bank. Yeah.
Yeah, where is that gone?
It's gone to your CoinSpot, sir, the pay ID. It's not going anywhere. It will be reflect back. Wait, I will show you up. Scroll down. See the status bottom down? It's not gone anywhere. Scroll down.
Now I can't. It went scroll.
Okay. Tap on the back arrow. Okay, now log out from your ANZ application. Log out. Log out. Yeah, just log out.
Okay.
Okay, now go back to the Google again. Okay, once you're on the Google, do let me know. Click on Login CoinSpot.
Yeah, I'm in CoinSpot.
Tap on login. All right, tap on login on the top in a blue white square. Okay, type your email. Type your email. Yeah, click on sign in.
Yep.
Okay. Tap on the three line.
At the top or in the bottom?
On the top. The white three line.
Yes.
Okay. Now wait. Once you tap on the three line, what do you see?
Just what was there before, a blue box which... Leave a zero and floppy in there open for trading. You currently have a deposit limit of 2,000.
Yeah, tap on the three line on the top above the deposit funds. Click on wallet.
Yes.
Can you see account funds on the top? It's saying 0.00 AUD. Click on account funds.
It's not really.
Okay. Tap on the back. Tap on the back arrow. Tap on the back arrow.
Yes.
Go to your email. Check your email. Press the home button and check your email. Open up your email. Yes. Yeah, click on that coin spot support, the new email. Come down. Okay, tap on the back button. Hold on. Tap on the back arrow again.
Yeah, I'm just back to the my Gmail.
Go on to Google.
Yeah.
Now, again, click on login. And tap on the type your email. Just tap on that. And you'll be getting the sign in option. Click on that sign in. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now do you see where it says CoinSpot is written at the top? On the blue, yeah. Now right next to that, just put your finger and hold it down and swipe from top to bottom.
Nothing.
Okay, now do you see three dots at the very top? Right hand top, three dots.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, now just wait. Now click on wallets.
Yeah.
Okay, now go back. Go to your message. Open up your message, the text message.
Yes.
Go back. And scroll down.
I'm on 105.
Just wait. Okay, now go to the message again. Now open up the first one here. Now just, do you see anything says, at the very bottom, look at the very bottom, go down. Now, do you see a reply to? Now click on the back. Click on back.
Right. Yeah, well, hang on. Where's my $955 gone?
Okay. Now, sir, you need to... This is, as you see, this is was the fraud transaction you have received. Now you need to wait. Click on that message, the first message again. Okay, wait. Now on the top you can see. Okay, scroll down. Yeah, go down. Wait, be on this page. Go up, scroll down a little bit more. Go down a little bit more, Wait. Click on view all. Wait. Okay, tap on the back arrow on the top. Okay, now can you see the cursor is blinking? Click on that below down there, view all. You can see a blue line is blinking. Click on that. And type one, number one.
What's number one? Yeah.
Now you can see the blue circle, a green and blue circle. Send. Click on that. Send. You are canceling this payment, sir. Now you can see this is a scam protection. Now wait until you receive any other message. Just wait. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tap on the back arrow. Now, can you see, sir? This is the confirmation message. Click on that. Yes. Now, the cancellation will be processing. Tap on the back arrow. Okay, now again press the back button on the bottom down. Okay, now again go to the Google and you can see the funds will be showing up there. Those hackers try to take it out. Go to the Google.
Yes.
Click on login. Yeah, perfect. Login. Click on login. Again, enter your email. Click on sign in. All right. Can you see, sir, the funds are available there, right?
Yes.
Now, what we are going to do, now this money will be again refunded back to you, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, we will be proceeding because those people, they have not able to access your crypto account. So, what we are going to do here is we are going to cancel it for those hackers, the BTC. They try to purchase a Bitcoin, okay?
But I haven't got a Bitcoin account.
Yeah, we know, sir, but those hackers has created under your name, so we are cancelling that account, okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, tap on the screen. Now, this is the final part, sir, of the cancellation. Now, tap on the three line.
At the top?
Yeah, at the top.
Yes.
Okay. Now, come down, click on wallets.
Yep.
Okay, now you can see the very first BTC, the orange, and there is a B dollar sign. Click on that BTC.
Yep.
All right. Now, can you see on the top it says buy BTC? Click on the buy BTC below above the send.
Well, this seems a bit strange to me, but
No, sir. I will show you. All the funds will be transferred back. Can you see AUD available? Buy all. Because this money was being used for a crypto. So we are converting back and we will be canceling this withdrawal and this transaction. You can see AUD available $955. Click on buy all.
Yep.
The tiny where it is written buy all. 955. Click on that blue buy all. The bottom down. AUD available.
Yeah. I'm tapping on it, but nothing's happening.
Again, click on that buy all on the bottom down. Yes. Now you can see the blue buy.
Yeah.
All right. Tap on buy. Okay, now click on confirm buy. Confirm buy. Perfect. Now go to BTC wallet. Tap on go to BTC wallet. Okay. Now again tap on the three line on the top.
Yes.
Now click on wallets.
Yes.
All right. Now once you click on wallets, you can see the BTC available there. Now what you need to do, you need to just hold the line for a moment, all right, and be on the line. Okay, don't do anything. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now do one thing. Log out from the CoinSpot. Log out. Like put, click on those three line at the right hand top. Three line. Click on that. Now do you see at the bottom log out? Scroll a little bit.
Yes.
Log out. Yeah. Click on log out.
Yes.
Okay. Now go to Google. Like open up the Google.com.
Yep.
Now, where it says CoinSpot Australia, you have typed earlier. Wipe those letters out. Delete those letters. Now, I will show you how they have badly affected to your device and your details. Now, yeah, delete that.
Yep.
Now, type over there, validator, V as in Victor.
Old and small?
It doesn't matter. V as in Victor, then A as in Apple. Then L as in Lima, I as in Indiana, then D as in Doctor, then A as in Apple, then T as in Texas, T as in Toy, yeah. Then O as in Oscar, then R as in Roger, validator.
Yeah.
And click on the search in the keypad.
Yep.
Now, do you see the first one comes up? It says the W3C mark of validation service, right?
Yep.
Click on that. And after clicking on that, do you see there is a portion coming up? You can type. Zoom it a little bit. Zoom out. You can see there is a bar.
Yep.
Now, in the bar, type your email address.
Where it says address,
type over there your email address. Now, below that, do you see check? A little bit below that. Below that in the middle, you will see check. In the middle. Below that in the middle. Go to the middle. Not down, sir. You have to go to a little right. Yeah. Now, do you see check any option?
In the middle, yeah.
Check. Click on check.
Yeah.
Now wait. The page is loading. Now do you see the connection is secure and something has come up. Read out that. I'll zoom out and read it. Zoom out, a little bit zoom out, yeah. Now, do you see anything comes up? Error 404 not found.
Yes.
And now you can see your email address is valid. You are using it, but it shows here not found. Because of those hackers, they have tried to take in control of that, and they have done that. So we have to get back to this the stage where you can verify your email address when you can put. Now, go back, click on back.
Yes.
Now, where you have typed your email address, just type your bank name over there, only the name of your bank.
Where do I type that?
Where you have typed your email address, wipe those letters out.
Wipe them out?
Yeah, wipe them out. Yeah, wipe them out. Completely deleted. Now type over there www. Type the name of your bank. Then .com.
Yep.
.au. And again, click on check. Let us see your bank address. The website is secure or not on your device. Click on check. It will come up. Okay, now do you see anything comes up?
Yeah.
Come down a little bit. Come down. Do you see error element?
Yeah.
Do you see there are something missing or more of the following attributes? It means they have what exactly they did. They have taken out these attributes when those are applied in your bank website, but they have taken out from here. This is missing. It means whatever is happening onto you behind you, you will not be aware of that. That's the reason they have done that. We have to back it in the same position so that you can use your device and use your applications in a secure way. Now close it and go back to your coins part. Close it, completely close it and type over there again where you can see validator. Type over there coins part. CoinSpot Australia.
Yep.
Now click on again login. You know the process how to do it. Click on login. Click on sign in. Alright, now come down a little bit. Okay, now go to the top. Go to the top and you can see the three lines. Click on that. Now click on wallets. All right, now.
Yep.
Now go back. And go and click on logout. Okay, no problem. Close it. Close it and go to the Play Store. Now, one more application which we need to install through that. They have tried to take out money from you. So, do you see search? Click on search and type over there zip. Z as in zebra, I as in Indiana, P as in Peter. Zip.
Yep.
And click on search.
Yep, yep.
Now, do you see there is a small icon comes up, say zip in the middle? The purple one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, click on that. Zip, shop now, pay later. Click on that. That is the application they have tried to do. Install. Click on install. And once you get installed, click on open.
Still installing.
Okay, it's installing.
Where I am at the moment, the internet's really slow.
Okay, it's already been downloaded. It's installing now.
Yeah.
And you can see this application is verified by Play Protect. It means that this application is verified by the Google.
Yeah.
Still that circle is moving down.
Yeah. Open.
Now click on open.
Yeah.
Now already they have created your detail using your details. We have to deactivate that. So click on sign up. And once you click on sign up, you will see it's asking you to put the details over there. Do you see? It is giving you. Like you can get $1,000 up to. Click on sign up now.
My mobile number? Hello?
I'm here. Now, put your phone number over there.
Yeah.
And then click on next or send code if you see any option. And now you'll be getting the code over there from the zip text message. And wait for that. Shortly you'll receive that. Okay, you have received the code. Now check your check your message. Go to your message. Now do you see the first one? Open that and you can see the code 991354.
Yep.
You need to put this code in that the zip one. Go to the zip.
What was that in Play Store?
Do one thing. Look at the bottom three line. Do you see bottom three line left hand bottom corner? Click on that. Now swipe your screen. Click on that. Click on three line at the bottom. Now swipe your screen. Now do you see zip? Click on that.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, put that code in over there.
What was it again?
You forgot the code?
Yeah, I thought you had it.
I'll help you again. Do one thing. Click on those three lines, the bottom left hand corner. Yeah. Now go to the message. You can see now the number is there. 991354. 991354. Put that code in the box. I'll tell you. click on the three line again, the left hand bottom corner. Now click on the zip. Now put over there 991354.
Yeah.
Then click on go. Okay, now come down, scroll down.
Yep.
Okay, click on let's go. Now put your date of birth over there. And click on continue. Okay, now you can see your name, everything is already there.
Yep.
I already told you they have created your name. And now check if everything is correct, click on continue. Like scroll
down. The email address certainly isn't.
That's not correct, the email address?
No, that must be the email address they're using.
The email address, that is your email address, right? That is there already. Okay, now put your email address over there.
What's that? Delete that.
Delete that. Yeah, delete that and put your email address.
Well, I'm tapping on it, but nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening?
No.
And do you have access to this email address?
No.
You don't have access. You don't know the password.
No, not Mr. God J.H., I don't think so.
You don't know, right?
No.
Okay. And when you are clicking on that, it's not allowing you to delete that?
No.
Okay, wait. Just give me.
Hello? Yeah, you can see, sir, is this your email address?
Yeah, that's not my email address.
Yeah. This is the email address of those hackers who are using it, sir. Now you can close this. Can you see the X on the top? Close it down.
Yep. What?
Okay. Click on close anyway.
Yep.
Okay. Now you can tap on the three line and click on close.
What's there in the bottom?
Yeah. And click on close all. Yes, perfect. Yep. Now go to the Google again.
Yep.
Okay. Now on the Google again, type CoinSpot. CoinSpot Australia.
Yes.
Click on login. Click on login.
Yeah.
Enter your email. Type your email. Click on sign in. Once you click on that, you can see it will ask you to sign in. Yeah, click on sign in. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, tap on the three line.
At the top?
Yeah.
Yes.
Click on wallet.
Yeah.
Okay. Tap on that BTC. You can see the available BTC showing up you there. Okay.
Yeah.
Click on send. Can you see the option send? Click on send.
Where am I sending it to?
You are sending it to yourself. Come down.
Yeah.
Click on complete security checklist. Click on that. Okay. Come down. Go down. I have read and understand the above. Click on that. The checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Submit checklist. Okay. Now go to the top.
Yeah.
Scroll up the screen.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Now click on return to BTC wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Return to BTC wallet.
Yes.
All right. Now can you see send all available? Click on that. The blue send all
yes.
available bottom down there. Click on that. The blue send all available. Okay, do it. Sorry. Press the back arrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, send all available. There it is, yeah.
No, wait. Don't do anything.
Okay.
Okay. Now, don't do anything. Wait. Can you see something coming up on the screen?
It's just got remote address. Any desk
yeah.
will start.
Yeah, click on start now. Tap on, all right. Now click on send all available. Okay, now can you see BTC payment address? We are providing you your security number address. Click on that. All right, now type there lowercase b, b for boy.
B?
Yeah, only one b.
Come on. Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
QRV. Q for Queensland. Q.
Q.
R for Roger.
Yep.
V for Victor.
Yep.
Okay. Number four.
Yep.
S for Sunday.
Who?
S. S for security.
Yes.
S.
Yep.
Number eight.
Yep.
Number seven.
Yep.
J. J for Jack.
I must be getting tired. Yep.
All right. This is the last, sir, and the final one. Number nine.
Yep.
K for kilo.
Sorry?
K as in kilo. K for kangaroo.
Yep.
S for security again.
Yep.
J for Jacob. J for John.
Yep.
Number three.
Yep.
T for Tom.
Yep.